Mark Carney was born on the 16th of March 1965 in Canada's sparsely populated Northwest Territories in a town called Fort Smith, known for its pelicans and popular with kayakers. He went to Harvard University and graduated in 1988 before heading to Oxford University to study for a doctorate in economics. For 13 years, he worked for the investment bank Goldman Sachs, living in London, Tokyo, New York, and Toronto. He speaks fluent French and is described as polished and charismatic, often to be seen with a hint of a smile playing on his lips, and allegedly more than a passing resemblance to George Clooney. His former government colleague, Scott Reed.
He's tremendously intelligent. He's tremendously charming. He's quite seductive. And I think that has served him tremendously well. Certainly it has allowed him to rip through the parliamentary press gallery like no other governor in the past. They love him. They love him the way bears love honey.
In 2004, he moved to the Canadian Department of Finance before being appointed Governor of the Bank of Canada in 2008. The job made him the youngest central banker of any of the main developed nations. His superstar image was further bolstered in 2010 when Time magazine named him one of the world's most influential people for helping to keep the country's economy on track. Canada remains the only member of the G8 group of economies to have returned to pre-crisis levels. In 2012, George Osborne announced Mark Carney's appointment as the new governor of the Bank of England. He's the first foreigner to run the bank in its 319-year history, but he says he feels at home here.
I'm not without ties to the United Kingdom. My wife is a British and Canadian national. I lived there for a decade. I know a lot of people in the UK.
It's a national holiday in Canada today, but one Canadian newspaper has redubbed Canada Day Carney Day. This morning, the 120th governor of the Bank of England took the tube to work and arrived at the Old Lady of Threadneedle Street just before 7 a.m. to get started.